We're going to have a take by Mr. Armstrong today, and I'll just go into a few areas, I think, as far as the news is concerned, particularly regarding agriculture, climate change, and various things that are going on. If you turn over to Joel chapter 1, there is a prophecy here in Joel chapter 1, and it's very clear. It says in verse 15, it says, "Alas for the day of the Eternal is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come." And we're looking at the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is comes after the I think it's after the heavenly signs, basically. And we're looking here, therefore, at this particular time. And it begins in chapter 1, in verse 1. It says, "The word of the Eternal came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you old men. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has any been in your days, or even been in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation." In other words, let it go down through the generations. "That which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten. That which the locust has left, the canker worm has eaten. And that which the canker worm has left has the caterpillar eaten." Obviously, the plants are under stress at this particular juncture. And the various insect pests are increasing. Down in verse 6 it says, "For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number." Now, whether this literally means a nation or whether it means a nation of insects, it's not strictly clear. But certainly both ways can be looked upon. It says, "Whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the cheek teeth of a great lion." So I would suggest it's more likely to be a nation, a literal nation, rather than I don't think a caterpillar has the cheeks teeth of a great lion somehow. "He has laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He has made it clean bare and cast it away, and the branches thereof are made white." So it appears that it's going to come from almost from outside, but at the same time, there's just going to be incredible stress on the nations. And you'll see in verse 10, it says, "The field is wasted, the land mourns, for the corn is wasted, and the new wine is dried up, and the oil languishes." Verse 12, the fruit, "The vine is dried up, the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, and all the trees of the field." Now, as he goes through the list here, you can see the various trees in different areas of the country. Because obviously, you're not going to grow apples, and anybody that... It talks about the palm tree here, which would be in a dry location and a very warm location, whereas when you're looking at apples, you're looking at something that's got to be much, much cooler to be able to grow them. "And all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men." And down in verse 15, it says, "Alas, that day, for the day of the Eternal is at hand, as a destruction from the Almighty it shall come. Is it not meat cut off before our eyes, and yet joy and gladness from the house of God?" And... It goes on then into verse 17. "The seed is rotten under their clods." Now that again, looking at too much water presumably to cause this. "The garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, the corn's withered." So whether it's withered, it's not enough water. So you're getting this range of extremes in this particular passage. And down verse 19, "O Eternal, to you will I cry, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also to you, for the rivers of water are dried up, and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness." And again, whether in fact it's you're talking about nuclear problems, or because again, you notice what it says in chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns, and the land is a garden of Eden before and behind a desolate wilderness." So there's several aspects there that you can look at, and it's not necessarily going to be totally natural. But it is interesting when we're looking at trends, certainly when you're looking at something like over in Revelation 6, where it talks about the four horsemen, famine is specifically mentioned among those four horsemen. And so in all of these areas, you have famine, obviously, as something which is part of the general trends that we're looking for as far as the birth pains are concerned. Now, there's an article here. This is from the Daily Telegraph of June the 13th. That's just this last Wednesday. It says, "The era of cheap food is over. As prices of basic ingredients on the global market continue to climb, consumers were warned yesterday." So it goes on, it says, as it came as official government figures showed that food inflation is running at 5% higher than the growth in wages. And while the figures showed a modest cooling from last month, experts predict the long-term trend is one of ever-climbing prices on supermarket shelves. Now, it's not just the problems in the world, but it's also the demand that is necessary within the world, because it is a global marketplace. There's another one here from Tuesday, this last Tuesday. It says, global dairy crisis will send up cheese and butter prices. It says the price of cheese and butter in the shops is expected to shoot up over the next month as the full impact of a crisis in the global dairy market reaches shoppers' pockets in Britain. It's interesting that here in the UK, they have actually gone ahead and curtailed the amount of dairy that we can produce. It's ideal for dairy production in the UK because there's plenty of rain, plenty of grass, and we can go ahead and feed the animals on silage and so on, and therefore undercut many of the other nations in, say, Europe. But of course, that was not to be done, and they therefore screwed the quotas onto the UK farmer and pushed the dairy industry out. And now, as it goes on, it says, an acute drought in Australia and in parts of the United States has led to a shortage of milk powder, a key ingredient for some of the world's biggest food manufacturers. This has come at the same time as demand for dairy products from Asia has soared, in large part because of increasingly affluent consumers in China switching to westernized diets. And the combination of the two factors has led to a surge in wholesale milk prices. A year ago, skim milk powder on the world market was being sold for £1,000 a ton. It's now fetching £2,500 a ton, with most of the growth just coming in the last few months. So it's a phenomenal increase that has actually taken place. And this again is putting pressure on the food that we actually see on our supermarket shelves and on that are being sold generally. It did mention there about the US drought, and certainly there's various articles. I saw one just today. This is from June the 14th. It says, across the US, stress from drought spreads. It says, Denver, a drought, a fixture, and much of the West for nearly a decade now covers more than one-third of the continental United States, and it's spreading. And if another website that I saw, which is the US Drought Monitor, based on June the 12th, you can see very clearly that the areas of the drought are right across in the California area and just below California on the western side, and then right across just above Florida on the east. Those are the major centers, and they then spread out from those two major centers. And it's covering, as it says here, this is in fact covering now more than one third of the continental United States with a drought. It says summer starts, half the nation is either abnormally dry or outright drought from a prolonged lack of rain that could lead to water shortages, according to the US Drought Monitor, a weekly index of conditions. It says it's the driest spring in the US Southeast since record-keeping began in 1895. California and Nevada recorded their driest June to May period since 1924, and the National Climatic Data Center said. So there are real major problems within America, and it's not just America, but Australia also has been having a real problem, not just with drought, which it certainly has been having, but the drought then broke in the eastern side, and the atrocious weather. It says here, this is dated Monday, June the 11th, just the early part of this week. It says, Australians were braced for more atrocious weather this week after the worst storms in more than 30 years killed 9 people and forced the evacuation of thousands of others in the east as swollen rivers cut off towns and farms. During 3 days of wild weather, roads collapsed, cars were washed away with people still inside, and a giant freighter was washed ashore by mountainous seas in Newcastle, north of Sydney. John Howard, the Prime Minister, called it an immense disaster. So that is in Australia right at this present time. And certainly, as it says here in Joel, it's not just a case of the flame has burned up all the trees of the field. It also says that the seed is rotten under the clods and the garners are laid desolate. In other words, it's the wet weather, which is in overabundance, and it's also the dry weather. And this is what we're seeing. Apparently within China, this same condition is a problem, where half the country is suffering drought and half the country is suffering too much in the way of floods. At the same time, we see so many things actually taking place which are pushing people steadily away from the land. See if I can find this one. Yes, there's two articles I saw, which I thought was very interesting. One was actually an advertisement. It says, light therapy ending my hair loss misery. And apparently they've got this new product that can be clinically proven, apparently, to promote hair growth and reduce hair loss. And it's a brush which has got an intense light in it, and you brush your hair with this intense light, and what happens? Wonderful, your hair then starts thickening up. Would that tell you anything? Would it mean that you should really be outside in the sunlight, and therefore the sunlight on your hair, on your head, actually gives your head some benefit from the sunlight? And yet we don't, and we've got this problem with children today being kept inside and being kept indoors so much. And so many of the things that you see within the news. Another one here, it says, over-scrubbing skin could cause allergies. And children are grabbed and scrubbed with the skin. Let the children play or they will never learn. There's another headline, the problems they had. Another one that has just been on today's paper, parents face a total ban on smacking. They keep pushing this forward. And once they get it, it's the same as a Welsh Assembly or anything else, there's no vote against it once it's through. Another one, take obese children from the parents, say doctors. In other words, again, break their home up, break the children away from the parents. Another one, broken families are fueling black crime, which is true. It says in this one, it says, black boys or lone parent families develop a father hunger that can lead, tip them into crime, MPs say today. 6 in 10 black Caribbean youngsters live in single parent households. And it goes on about adult prejudices are curbing the curriculum. Another one, which I thought was quite interesting, pencil sharpeners are to be fitted with safety blades. So, in other words, you can't get the blade off. The reason for that is that kids have been using the blades of the pencil sharpeners to cut one another with. And, you know, you see this, and you see the kind of the culture. Another one here, this is what prompted my going into that group of articles about the light therapy ending the hair loss misery, was that children should wear sunglasses from the age of 3. It says, children as young as 3 should wear sunglasses to protect their eyes, according to opticians. Industry figures claim that parents are putting their children's eyes at risk by ignoring the dangers of the sun's harmful rays. The kids have been outside in sunlight for how long? An awful lot longer than these people have been doing. And then they'll come up with something saying, you know, the new wonder cure, right? Let the children play outside, get plenty of sunlight because it helps their eyes develop, or whatever it might be. But this kind of nonsense, in many cases, is pushing children away from the natural world, away from the countryside. They're not allowed to go out and play. They're not allowed to go out into the woods and the trees and the, you know, climb trees and all the rest of it. And it's causing a certain type of individual to exist. And when you have this this type of individual, you then find that, you know, the people that are wanting to go onto the land, wanting to be part of the land as far as and actually cultivate crops. Another one, what did I see about organic? There's something in here. Oh, yes, this is right. There's another one here. GM crops are to contaminate the organic food by EU order. A new GM farming regime that will let so-called Frankenstein food contaminate neighbouring fields of organic produce is to be allowed by EU agricultural ministers. Yesterday they drew up the rules allowing GM crops to be grown commercially in the same area as organic farms. So there's no protection to the organic movement, to the organic farms. Tough, that's the way it's going to be. And once these things are out of the bottle, you cannot get them back in. And it just is impossible. And certainly looking at Revelation, when you look at these four horsemen, you do wonder whether in fact the famine side of things and also the pestilence side of things are going to be linked into the use of the basic science. So that is one god that will be destroyed. Another one, gardens vanish under the concrete of 28,000 homes. And again, the gardens of all they're splitting the gardens into two, they're putting one, most of the garden is then being used to put another house on because of the planning regulations over here. Another one, rural locals forced out of the cost of homes hits 14 times the wages, 14 times the annual wage. is whether that's the average. It says rural areas are to becoming so expensive for house buyers that some properties are fetching 14 times the average local salary, a nightmare for the rural economy, according to a report released yesterday. So the rural economy is sliding into becoming almost like a pleasure ground, a playground of parks. And at the same time, the price of food is starting to rocket. And at the same time, you've got the problems with the kind of lack of a rural environment, because there's an urban bias in government. And at the same time, you've got this real problem with drought and also with floods as well. So it doesn't look very good for agriculture. Fortunately, we're looking forward to a time when that will be sorted, and the ploughman will overtake the reaper, and the harvest, you can't get the harvest, at least you can't get planted, because they're still harvesting, and it will be an abundance beyond anything that we've known. It will not be pushed by and fueled by agrochemicals, which are the product of the armaments industry and the nitrogen needed for the nitroglycerin and so on within the armament and TNT, for instance. But it will be, in fact, organically based according to God's way and God's laws.